Anda. Ay, Dios mío. Oh. All the scriptures that we have got at our hands, you see, give very simple, give the truth, you see, in very simple way, you see. And they all say that body is the temple of God, you see. God is light. God is light, you see. As God is light in every heart, you see, right? When you enter inside, you will also see the light of God. That is what they give you in the Bible, as well as you shed the doors of the temple of the body, you see the light of God, you see. The question is how to shed the doors of the body and enter inside. This is a practical subject, you see. When you enter inside, you see the light. This is the first experience in your hand, you see. And further way up, you see. In that matter of detail, for the present, we are just to see whether is it really so, or is it like really so there, how? Of course, it is based up to mercy, but with the guidance and help, whose experts are experienced in that way. Oh, now at present, we just see if we can also see the light of God. If we can also see inward or transcend the body, how to transcend it, just give some instructions and we follow them accurately. I hope each one of you will have some experience in the grace of my mercy. For that purpose, just enough one pose, you see. Sit in one posture. In any posture most convenient to you, in which you can sit longer. And once you adopt any posture, don't change. That's first thing. When you sit left, you sit in a relaxed position with no tension in the body. Quite a relaxed position, natural. So close your eyes, see to look through these eyeballs, just for understanding, then sit. Close your eyes and see to look through these eyeballs, you see. Just when you go to sleep, you leave out the outer eyes. And don't think of the body below, but none of the outside environment. Leave off all thought of the body or the outside. You see some darkness, you not to that. There is something within that that darkness. Well, darkness is all over. You simply have to see with that something you see inside, that is the inner eye, or the third eye, or the single eye. You see. With that inner eye, you have to look into the middle of the darkness just lying within the face of the two eyebrows, you see, from inside, outside. Look with the inner eye into the middle of the darkness that lies between the two eyebrows minutely and penetratingly into the mirror. Continue looking into it constantly without a break. It's the first thing to be done. Let there be no imagination, no presupposition, no visualization at all, nor delay. Simply look into the middle of the darkness, within the just line between the two eyebrows, with the inner eye, with no stain on the eyes or the forehead whatsoever. Become the eye itself. Look mindlessly, more mindlessly, still more mindlessly, go on looking at it constantly without a break. This is first thing to be done. And along with it, those who have been already initiated, let them repeat the God words to them, one by one, very, very slowly, mentally already, you see. Maybe at a interval, so that your inner gaze is not disturbed. See? Look, continue looking mindlessly into the middle of the darkness, just lying between the face, lying between the two eyebrows, and continue looking into it mindlessly, more mindlessly, still more mindlessly. Those who have not yet been initiated, they just sit at the sweet remembrance of God at his own ecstasy. Now sit down, have one pose, don't change. Keep your hands or feet anywhere you like, but once you adopt any pose, don't change. Close your eyes, leave all thought of the body below them. Look into the middle of the darkness, just lying between the two eyebrows. Continue looking at it mindlessly, more mindlessly, still more mindlessly. Go on looking at it constantly, without a break. Become the eye itself, with no thought of the body below or outside. With no tension on the eyes or the forehead. With the inner eye, look into the inner darkness. The middle of the inner darkness, just lying between the two eyes. And then all of it has a sweet remembrance of God. Very, very slowly, so that your inner gaze is not disturbed. Then how do you feel it? It is not dark. Did you forget your body for a while? That's the first step, you see. We must have come about the body consciousness, then we saw just a light or daylight or what? Daylight, yes. You please? Yes. Yes, rising. Yes. That's it. Yes, the master found it. Come. Okay. That's all. You too. Yes.
impression
of
wildlife.
Yes,
only. And trees, as though there were trees around.
Trees, yes.
Oh, and the moon seemed to be behind the trees. I never could quite
just
see it.
Just rising, rising.
Go around it.
Yes, only. You please.
First, you got a green star.
Big one or small one?
A huge one.
Huge one,
and
yeah.
Then a sun, a great sun, and then clouds, the moon, and then I saw you.
You, look, played you home.
I saw you, yeah. Most beautiful thing I've ever seen. It came with the brilliant gold light, and then you came out of the light, and you all in beautiful light, gold glow.
Yeah. Thank you. You please? Clouds, did you see? Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had dark blue moonlight and then the dark starry sky, and finally the gathering blue light in the circle, and for just a fraction of a second, a bright, very bright star appeared, very small.
Big one. Small one.
Very small.
Yes.
Just simple, went right away.
Yes, you please.
I saw the first darkness and then kind of like moonlight. And then there was a funnel shape. And it was first a very pale red. And then it turned to a yellow and a lavender mix.
You please.
So he talked about the
you forgot the body.
Yes.
Excuse
me. That's the first I saw darkness, and it seemed changing to get massive, an orange color. And it changed into a very light color. I wouldn't say it was brilliant. And in the center of this was this little black area, and it seemed to come towards me.
Yes.
It seemed to get close to my presence. It was sort of diffused or disintegrated. And I must say I succumbed to an aching back.
Then you came back to the body, that's all right. Did you see anything?
Yes, I saw all different kind of colors and a brilliant blue, what blinded me, blue, brilliant light, and I saw all different colors.
That's all right. Hey, you please, did you see anything? Did you forget your body for a while?
Thank you.
Did you? Forget your body for a while, you?
Yes, I did.
I think the among the stars.
Yes, you forgot the body and left the body in the starry sky.
They came there as clusters. It seemed like they were connected, and then all of a sudden they were separated and then some light.
Yes.
In the back was a very brilliant light reflecting.
What color?
Light.
Very brilliant. Just like sunlight or moonlight?
Oh, no. Almost like a reflection from a ray of
light. That's all. Anything further? No. That's all. And you please, did you forget your body for a while? That's the first thing.
I thought
I did. Second?
I thought I did.
That's all. Then when that was the case, when you look into the middle of the darkness before you, did you see darkness or light, anything within? No. Your just mind wandering away or you're just thinking something?
No, I'm trying to
control that. Control that. You're looking into the middle of what was before you, it was all pitch dark?
No, not dark.
Hello. It's just a cloudy sky.
No, it's imagination, not different colors.
No, there's no question. I told you at the very beginning there should be no imagination, no presupposition, no visualization. I simply wanted to see into the middle of the darkness, look into it, what it was there. With no presupposition. The very first thing I got is this. You did see some light?
Orange.
Orange light. Yes. That's all right, anyhow. The first step is to forget the body. Come about the body consciousness for a while. And then inner eye opens and sees light different color. Everybody has seen like that. You see? That's the inner light is there already. We have to just involve. That's all. The regular way up when the man is initially is given just full of details how to further, south and further. Yes, please?
I had no visions at all. Just all light.
All light. Very strong light. What color?
No, I wasn't conscious of any color at all.
No, it is all like the sunlight.
There was nothing.
Were you sleeping or conscious at the time?
No, I had no consciousness.
You forgot your body first? You went to sleep?
There's nothing like that.
No, my fault. Just hear me. It's lying, what I do. Did you forget the body? That's all. That's the first thing. Then were you looking minutely into that? Did you see darkness before or light afterwards, or first light and then you absorbed?
It was all light.
It was all light and then you absorbed in that light. That's all. So, Rasul?
I first saw some stars,
yes.
And then a large star,
yes, sir, right?
or sun,
yes.
And a rose pink colored light. Then a landscape, and then a beautiful orchid-colored flower opened, and I saw the master sitting in meditation.
Yes, and that flower, laurel, that flower. You agree?
Well, at first it was just a bright gold light, and then it seemed to be like waves of gold kept coming in from a dark spot in a distance above me. And then the dark spot began to get lighter and brighter, and it just seemed like it kept coming towards me, and it got so brilliant that I couldn't stand the sight of the light, so I jerked all over and become
very
conscious of my body.
That's all right. You please?
Well, first there were waves, and no color, just gold. And then I didn't see a star, but I saw the rays, like stars, just the moon. And then there was a dark spot, a very small dark spot with light around it. And then there was a light spot with dark around it. It looked like a fish's eye.
Mm.
And then there was as though someone were forming with something hanging over their head. It could have been me.
No, boy. What do you think? Do you think it's a What did you see?
I saw very strong red light and single eye and golden light.
Stars. And big star also there?
No, I think so.
Did you have any experience? Yes, sir.
Well, it's a great compliment to you, Master.
Compliment to the Master. You see, all this stuff goes to the Master, not to me.
I've just experienced the most beautiful revelation in my meditation that I've had in 15 years' experience.
Yes.
I'm most happy to sit in your presence, and my experience is quite undescribable. I'm so pleased, so happy.
Did you see the Master?
Yes.
That's all right. That is what is holding, you see. Initiate becomes a true initiate when he sees the Master talk to him inside.
Right.
Very glad, you see. Really, you see, I'm pleased to see my brother talk.
Right.
They're more dear to me than anything else in the world.
Right.
After the Master, what else could
that say?
See you, please.
I saw a sun as if it was in eclipse.
Yes.
With rays from one part to the other. First I saw the lattice-like light of all colors of the, the rainbow, we might say. Below it had a large star coming out once in a while, and then other small stars. And then I felt as if the Master was talking, but I did not see it. But as if he was telling me something which is
Look
sacred.
Here, mind that. Whenever you hear anyone, don't. Are you initiated so far?
Yes.
Yeah. You've got to charge words with you. You see? Just repeat those first.
Yes.
That form
yes.
does stand before me. Repetition. I know that too, otherwise that might come from negative side.
All right.
You please?
I've seen too many little beautifully made ferns.
Yes.
The face on the floor, before my sight, continually and change something like a very tiny little jewels.
Yes.
And, or a very fine crochet or something like that. Continually keep facing, facing before my sight. But I couldn't, because of the sun shining into my eyes, I couldn't penetrate. It is, I couldn't even see the black spot.
No need of seeing the black spot.
Well,
that usually comes in the beginning, after there's no light for it, all light. You have seen the light, you know.
Yes, black, yes, it was very shiny.
Very comfortable color. You please.
Well, first of all, lights, different colors. See, sometimes green, sometimes violet and blue, and then the stars, mm-hmm. beautiful stars. It's all small, I mean, mostly. And I seem to kind of forget myself for quite a while, and seem to sort of go into the light. The light seem to get sort of light blue or light green or blue or clear without any coloring, and it seem to just be enfolded in it for a while. And then the sun too came a little bit. My eyes get
Would you? And did you experience?
Enveloped in the radiant light of the Christ beholding the man.
Yes, all right. Did he speak to you?
He had quite a communion.
Did he speak to you?
Yes.
And that's all right. This is what he wanted. Did Master speak to you?
Right.
Anything? You'll talk on it. You please, where's your wife? Your wife has come along with you?
Yeah.
Good. Oh, that's all
right.
Well, how did you find
it? It's beautiful flashes of light, and I could see these mountains with this huge sun coming up behind it.
Yes.
Just all gold, the sky was. And then I saw a beautiful fountain. But see, these beautiful sprays of water seem to be coming from someone's mouth.
That's all right. Anything further? Did you see the master?
No.
All right, then he'll come. He's there already. You mean? May not be. There are so many dark in here.
I saw no darkness at all.
That's right.
I saw beautiful, bright light like the sunshine, and just for one instant, that frightened me a little because I'm not an initiate.
So
this is my first meeting.
You see what I said? You see?
I am a little confused and frightened with the strangeness, but just for an instant, and it is frightening a little.
Because you have been unaware of it.
What I would think was the twinkling of a very bright and very small star.
Yes.
And but light. Very bright light, no darkness.
And this is only to show you, see, that these lights inside, what the scripture said, they are not regular old hard tags. If you go in, you do see. Here, you see, out of here, you'll find, I think, more than half the people knew. All are having experience to show that you've got something inside. You have to think to invite and see for our own self and testify. You please.
Well, I've seen my guy at digit to the point where I saw a little blackness. And I thought I saw some kind of a light once. I don't know whether it's my imagination or...
Well, I told you before, not to have any imagination whatsoever. Simply look into the middle. What is in there? You have light. All these people did not have any imagination. Don't agree. They are experiencing it. It is a definite thing, you see. Light is there, you see. You please?
Also, I believe that I saw a flashing light of a rosy color.
Yes.
Still, I'm not sure.
Well, you saw your own self and still you are not sure who will give you testimony of that. I think you will go by the testimony of these people sitting here.
I wouldn't know if it would be there.
You're not deceived. You're seeing something. Hmm? That's another thing. This is the very first day of your experience and you are not very much sure about it, you see. But at least what you have seen and these other people testify that they have seen, that goes to prove there is something, you see. That's all right. You please.
Well, I saw a violet sky
with
a world in it. And I saw a sun and it opened up into light.
Yes. they saw that. You be?
I saw a lot of violet light, and I saw some small stars. And the suggestion of the triangle was not.
You
see? There's so many different colors of light.
Yes?
A light blue, a light green, and red, and gray a couple of times. And it was all light, except the two times it was red.
Yes.
And then all of these colors, in a little while, were totally sprinkled up red. And sometimes sprinkled up blue was light.
That's all right. You see?
I saw large circles of light that looked like a large halo, like the rim around the sun, and they kept coming towards me all the time. They kept releasing one after another, coming right towards me all the time.
That's all right. You see?
I completely felt that there was light all
yes.
the while.
Yes.
Seen a large star and it was swirling it.
Yes.
Here come an aged man and another man had his face in his neck. I couldn't see his face.
Did you recognize that aged man?
Well, he was quite aged and he was thinner than the one that had his face. And then he spoke in a language that he interpreted, my beloved.
Oh. Would you recognize that face? Well, something that is, oh yes, it's a master, you see? Yes, she had not seen me master. But still, he does appear in charge of me. Oh, how greatness it is. That's all I think. So, you please? Yes? You be not said. You please? Yes? You're conscious of the body. No, that's all right. Then after that, did you see some dusky light or some not the dog? That's all right. You see? Yes? That's all right. You see?
I thought
it was
going to fall over.
Because when soul is down, body is not. It falls on never. You see?
I
How do you find it? All right. By his item, myself? Yes. How was so? That's all right. That is what he wants. You please?
That's a beautiful sunset. And then moonlight on great big tall silver poppers and then all kind of colorful discs.
Yes, yes, sir. And you kiss if you don't mind.
I sat with the sun warm on my face and completely forgot it.
Yes, sir.
Rose and trillions of colored light.
Sure, sure.
Wonderful.
You please.
Just the dazzling white light of waves.
Well, you, how do you find?
Oh, I saw scenes in that.
That's all right. Your general Kelly.
Blue sky, master. Blue sky. That seems to be my trademark, just blue sky.
Blue sky. That's all right. That's the way up. That's the way up, you see? Did you see any stars or light on that?
No, master, no.
That's not. Look into it, you'll find stars and big stars in the way up. Anna, you'll see now.
Master, there's one more.
Oh,
you left here,
Hindy. Oh.
I'm
sorry. I didn't see you, excuse me. Where did you find?
Well, Master, I'm sorry, yes, small star, but I felt calmer than I'd ever felt before.
Yes?
Calmer.
That's all right. And now you'll see that each one of you has some experience. It's a very valuable way up inside, you see. Very few there are who really converse with these things. So, when you, I will say ABC of this teaching of the Master start from when you come about the body consciousness. This is the first thing. True religion starts only from there, when you rise above the body. And this is further valuable way up. As each one of you, even the children, have seen, you see, the light. And then when you are put on the regular way, you know how to transcend further. This is not the end all and be all what you have seen, but still further. This is only the something to see in the beginning, you see. And then further planes will traverse and go up. Of course, with the help and guidance of a master, you see, who is experienced on the way and is competent to give some experience. And as all of you had some experience, more or less, and you see, and the things are not, I mean, rigmarole are only elucidations, but definite things.
Yes, I saw you a couple of times, you are actually down at New Zealand.
Yes, our Master says, does come to see a new time. That's no new thing, that's all right. Yes, those here you see. You see me, then you have seen some, but you are not asked to visualize anything, not the least. That comes of itself inside, you see. And that lady saw the my master also. she saw some other two, that must be other form, you see, but she couldn't recognize the other man. But anyhow, sometimes my master come alone, sometimes I don't like that, you see. But that comes of itself, from within, without any visualization or thought whatsoever. So you have to penetrate inside, you see, very definitely out.
I want to say that at 7:30 again this evening, Master would...
I'm not following you.
Kriya Yoga would have helped in any way in meditation?
Yoga?
Kriya. Kriya Yoga.
Kriya Yoga. Well, I tell you, this is a different way altogether from the yoga system, you see. That involves the prana system, you see, and for that they have to take up the Hatha Yoga practices. When Hatha Yoga practices is done, that only go to strengthen your body, you see, make your body fit.
But Hatha Yoga has no place.
No place, only for making your health fit. That's all.
Right.
It's beneficial for the health. But and also for those who take up the prana way, you see, prana system, the master is
pranayama.
Like what?
No, not.
I am not involving, you see, prana. That is eliminated all together.
Well, I tell you that this is only when you control your breath inside, only then you are told to see what you can and can do. See?
That's a longer time consuming way, very hard. Not everybody fits for that, you see. Well?
Yes? Let's
see,
and
Percy,
you want to come over? I want to meet
that. Oh, yes, yes. Gladly.
Come on,
I will be a co-worker, so yeah.
This is Stroh.
Yes,
and I am a
Sawan Singh.
Are you
Sawan Singh? Yes, brothers and sisters here. Glad to see you.
This is Teresa Reed.
That's all right. We are co-workers, you see, and we are master. Now, for even for any type of soul, you see. Right, very glad to see you. Yes, 2 days more here after one evening. Yes, I'll be here for about 2 months. About 1 month more, I think. It's in the first week of September. Yes, why not? Amongst you people. I love you all, and you all have some love for me. Thank you so much.
How about we Americans going to India? Coming to India.
Yes, you are welcome. Go down.
Is there, do they make any special arrangements for us at any certain place?
Yes, you're welcome. I'm there, you see.
He has a big ashram there.
You can become a leader there.
You come, you're welcome. I hope you find the right.
Sometime I will.
Ah, yeah, do come. All right. All right. Yes.
I'd like to meet the three lady boys.
Boys. We have some values. As a physical body, we have to maintain it, you see, with the wonderful house we live in, then we have to maintain it. But unfortunately, we take our physical life as the be-all and end-all, you see. We know little or nothing about some still higher things which are of high value, and that is our own, knowing our own self. So this one is already dealt with, therefore, yesterday, you see. And with the physical body, we have got relations to the outer social bodies. God made man, and man made social bodies. Because man is social, he has to live in some social body. So these bodies were made just for the uplift of man, so that he may know who is he, what is he, you see, he may pass his earthly life in peace. He should become a good world citizen, that's it. Outer part of the man's duty, you see, life. But his ultimate goal is not that one, you see, this is the most precious, man body is the most precious thing we have got with us. And we have to make the best use of it. And what is the best use of a man's life? It is to know oneself, the indweller of the body, and then know God. So that's the highest of all goal we have got before us, to see God. Shyama Sabre, the great Mahamudra saint, says, well, we should be able to see God with our own eyes. And hear His voice with our own ears. Where there are any bodies who did see God? That's the question. Yes, our scripture says so. People came up to Christ and asked Him whether there is a God. He said, behold the Lord. Behold the Lord. The same question was put to Guru Nanak, you see, his master, great master of the East. People asked Him if there was a God. He said, my God is seen everywhere. All around I see Him. Then the people put Him the question, well, we do not see. We have eyes but see not. That's what the Bible says, you see. But we do not see. Then He said, well, those eyes are different with which we can see Him. Those are not the eyes of the flesh and bone, you see. But that is a different eye out there. That is to be developed. That's already in you, but we do not know what it is. I hope you have read in Bible. The light of the body is the eye. And if thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. That is the eye with which we can see the light of God, you see. So, there have been another, you see, one instance of Swami Vivekananda who once came to America as young.
Excuse me. Turn the box, please, the other way.
No, sir. Once he was an atheist, you see, he did not believe in the existence of God, you see. And he would challenge people, is there any man who has seen God? And then in those days there was one, you see, for some great realization in the far east of India, and they referred him there to go there. He went over there. and he saw him, you see. These men, you see, who have got the realization of God, they are quite simple lives, you see. They are not acting or posing as generally the people do, or like an actor when they come to the stage, they have to just pose and act in a certain way. But those men who are of realization, they seem to pass their life in quite natural ways, you see. They have nothing to show. They are not showy people, you see, acting or posing. He went out there and he was just having one shirt on and some dhoti wearing, you see. He was just moving, walking on the road, and they said, "Here's the man." He looked at him and said, "Well, Master, have you seen God?" And simply looked at him, "Yes, my child, I see him. Just as I see you." And then he added even more clearer than that. So he gave him, you see. And for the rest of his life he was always thankful to him, because he was turned a theist out of an atheist, you see. And he would say, "But for that God, when I was saved." Now such like people who have seen God, they may be able to just let you see God. Though you have not seen God, how can they? And if you just, somebody comes now to us, everybody, you simply say, "Well, look here, sun rises at the stated hour," you see, seasons come at regular time, and there's a watch that gives time sometimes for 24 hours, sometimes for a week, and for a month too, and there's some maker of the watch. As a matter of fact, this grand world, you see, or how can that be without a maker? We come by the matter of interest, desire, but we are not seeing, you see. So seeing is something else, and inference is something else. So unless you never go to any intellectual man, he will simply tell you from the book. Well, Bible says so, Quran says so, Hindu scriptures say so, like that. Or such and such rishi or prophet or master came in, he had to say it like that, and that's all. When you put in the question, what is your experience with yourself and God, you simply don't deny it, that's all. So simply they will act and do not know what they have. If they are sincere to their own selves, you simply say, "Well, dear friend, I have not seen him, I have read his books, that's all." So that the other people may go and find out some other classes there to just have that aim of their lives fulfilled. This is some difference between an intellectual man and a practical man who has seen it, you see. He will say simple thing because what he sees he says. That is what the Bible says, you see. We have seen and bear testimony to it, but the people believe it not, you see. So there is difference, vast difference between an intellectual man and a practical man. Practical master, you might put it. Not so-called master. Excuse me, the world is full of such masters today. But true master is the one place where we can have that truth, imbibe that truth. What he has imbibed, you see. So such like people, you see, have been coming to the world, you see. Reviving the old science of knowing oneself and knowing God. And to added human men came into error and forgot. Then some master came up and that revived the old science again, you see. And again we got into error, some other master came up. So until today we stand today, you see, with the same error within us, we do not see God. We have got so much intellectual information about all this theory, but we have not first an experience of knowing ourselves and knowing God. So time needs somebody who has seen it and give you some. For I'll put you on the way, some information I'll put you on the way to have first an experience, you know. I remember once some intellectual learned man came up to Maulana Rumi, a Mormon saint, you see. He went to him just for this reason. Naturally, the people learning will come up or just discuss certain things to know what is what, you see. They came up to him, and Maulana Rumi told him, look, brothers, if you see sun in the midnight, only then come to me, otherwise you don't waste my time. Naturally, out of curiosity, they said, they never knew anything about it. Well, can't we see the sun during the day? He said, we can also see sun during the day. And also at midnight. They knew how to see the sun outside during the day, but not knew how to see the sun at midnight, you see. Then he said, who can see it? He said, it is only there for who are pure in heart. That is what Christ said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You see? So what I am just bringing to your notice is that until we sit at the feet of some person who has got knowledge of self, practical knowledge. Theoretically we have nobody. We say we are not the bodies, we are not the intellect, we are not the vital layers, we are not the outgoing faculties. Theoretically they do know, intellectually they are. They are but practical, they have never arisen above the body consciousness. Yes? So to say something is something else. To live up to that and just transcend the body and know oneself by self-analysis, only that he is able to see God, that inner eye is developed which is seen, you see. That's a practical question altogether. So such like people have been coming to the masters, you see. I'll just give you differentiation between the two. In the words of Kabir, one of the greatest, you see, I would say that he is called the father of spirituality in the East. Yeah? Some people came up to him and just he is telling him, I'll just read out one hymn like that to just explain to you what he said. Now you see that God made man, you see. Man has got two aspects, the outer and the inner. Outer is the physical body we are carrying, which we have to live one day. The indweller of the body is our own self, the inner man, you see. We have to know him, what is he, who is he. Outer, we have to leave the body someday. And if you know how to leave this body, that will now, you see, that will take away the dread, you see, of death from us, you see. No more sting of death will remain. Lost enemy that this man has to cope with death, you see, if you know how to, what is death? It will simply change from one place to another. Those who know how to do it well, all fear of death is gone, you see. So, if in life we know how to transcend the body and open our inner eye to see the light of God and open our inner ears to hear the voice of God, then we see things and then say, such places sung of the Lord means something. Now we see something out of feelings, out in an emotional way, but we do not see him, you see. Love creates, comes only when you see something, you enjoy. As a result, you have some affection, naturally, sweet remembrance of that. Suppose you have eaten a very sweet mango, you see. Sometimes after 6 years, or 5 months, or 6 months after, or a year after, you know that mango is very sweet. Unless you have tasted the sweetness of God, you see, within you, how can you remember, and now you remember by effort. And again, you have no attraction for it, no sweetness within, how? Naturally, that's only by imposition you want to remember him, but really true remembrance arises from within, only of the things, you see, which you have enjoyed. So living that life is something else. So you come to such a master, you see, he will give you the first sense, experience of yourself, how to transcend the body and open the inner eye and see the light of God, and also hear the voice of God. The Bible says, you see, verily, verily, I say unto you, even the prophets could not see what you are seeing. Even the prophets could not hear what you are hearing. Blessed are they who see and hear. Now, this is a very practical question, I tell you. You see so many things, you see. But we see the two eyes, you see, and the instructions are we should enter life with one eye. Oh, one eye is bad, that is a technical question. I'm taking up only the other side of the show. Outer side, I'm not touching the social religions, etc. To remain in some social body is a blessing, be there, you see, because man is social. But while remaining there are higher values of life, that is to know yourself and to know God. So there are world full of masters today. We have to just see what is the difference between the two. People have search for God. They run up to somebody whom they consider, they are told he is a great man, great saint, you come up to him. With all your devotion, you see, you just give up everything to them, surrender everything to them, and sometime after he finds, well, he's a man just like you, under the control of all his offense, you see, leading the same physical life as you are, and you are simply fed up, you see, very sad experience with him, you say, well, I don't want any masterdom, you see. And they are so much afraid of it that they, even if they come to know about any other master who is a true master, they seem to conform that I may be wrong. They will begin to doubt. This is just like on whom you see some hot milk is just put and he is burnt by hot milk. Even he sees the way, because it is just white as milk is, he's also afraid of it. Simply something like that. So we are fed up with the masters of today, you see. Everything, what you're running, I am the master, I am coming down from above, you see, I am such and such, this and that thing. That's well and good if you are, but how many days they are actually all what they say? So such like people, learned people, you see, come up, and what is the criterion between just to judge the two masters from the others? You hear the hymn from Kabir, you see, you'll just listen what he has to say. If a learned man came up to him and he told him, well, all right, you say this and I know so much scriptures, this and that thing. Well, let us discuss and come to some conclusion. And he just addresses him and says why he will not be able to agree to it, you see. Hello?
Nirathe Ramanuha He says that, look, you know, learned man, your mind and my mind will never agree. Why? He says, I say things what I have seen and I see. And you simply quote verses from holy scriptures. Such and such book says so, that's all. You have not seen those things, you see. It is just like that, and you know, you go, for instance, somebody has come to, say, Los Angeles, you see, some people of different countries, they went back to their countries, and they just write down what they see in Los Angeles, you see. Then in their own language, of course, selling points will agree, but in matters of detail, you'll find someone has given more description of a certain thing, the other has done. You less, it may be that one has touched certain point, the other has left altogether. And those people over there, you see, when you read those statements as description given by those people who came to see here, Los Angeles, they have not seen, been to Los Angeles, but they simply have those, learn those books, they cannot reconcile. This is a very strange thing. This man has not given a description of that, the other has given a little less, the other gives a more description of it. Now certain points do agree, but they cannot reconcile, you see. Learned man, you see, who has also not seen the place, he is going to explain those books written by those who have been to Los Angeles, naturally he will also not be able to reconcile. If those books, you come to somebody who has seen Los Angeles, you see. The non-natives, you told them, I have seen that thing, you see, like that. Then what difference, you see? Similarly, those who have knowledge of self and personal experience of God, their inner eyes are open, they say, well, look, behold the Lord, it is there, no matter of influence, you see, influence. So these holy records, they have been the holy scriptures, without they are the, they give the, I mean, descriptions of what the masters did experience in knowing themselves and knowing God. The experience they had, how they did have those experiences, and what experience they did have. That's a description of all that. But they have known in their own language, you see, in whatever country they came, in a very simple way. But the intellectual man who has not seen it, is simply at the last reconcile, I think. I just the other day put one question, you see. I will give you an example. You see, God made man out of the image of God, you see, after his own image. And man made the holy places of worship after the image of man, you see. Don't shake and not shake. And there you find now, there's a symbol of bell, big bell, ringing in almost all holy places of us, you will find that. And there's a symbol of light, two things. They do not know, but they are there. Why they get lit up candles, why the bell is ringing in all holy places of us. I have one Roman Catholic superintendent of me, you see. I just explained to them this all this, and there's a common symbol, you know. You see, in Buddhist you've got the same thing, big bell and light, in six temples, in Christian churches, and Jainis, in all other sects of the Hindus. Even the Zoroaster got the flames of fire lit up, unstuck fire. So these are the symbols, you see, something stands for. I told him, simply spin that thing in the house and just go to the bishop of that place. He was considered to be the most involved in India, you see. Just ask him, what does this symbol of big bell ringing in the church stands for? When he went to him, he simply said, well, it is only to call men together. All right, we take it like that for a moment. And what about those who enter other temples, you see? They, who enter, whoever enters here rings the bell. That understands, but I gave a talk in Louisville, you see, in a church, and well, they were there, I tell you, one, the bishop in charge over there, you see. You know, when I talked over that, he said, well, truly speaking, we have no knowledge of these things practically. This symbol is there, but we do not know. Well, I quite appreciate this frankness, you see. My point is, you know, little, there is something common, I tell you. How can the great saint of the East, you see, of Persia, he says, well, look here, nobody knows where my beloved, I mean, God resides. Only that means that the wires of the ring were proceeding therefrom, you see. So this is some experience which a man has when he is put on the way back to God. He hears the voice of God, something resembling like that, and the symbol is kept outside in all holy places of worship. After the image of man, I tell you, the light of God within you, you keep the symbol outside. After light, candle lighted, something like that. It is just like, you see, just to let the people, new people know that there is something within you, light of God, resembling like that, some symbol, and then some voice of God reverberating within you, and throughout all creation. So these are the two symbols of that we have in our holy places of worship. You understand now? The holy places of worship were made after the image of man. We have to enter inside and see. Now the learned man has not gone in, you see. He knows so much about things in an intellectual way. He can speak wonderfully on the subjects, but he has not seen things, so he cannot reconcile, you see. So such like man came up to him and Kabir said, well, look, your learned man, my mind and your mind can never agree. For the reason first. Because I say things only what I see, you see, I bear testimony to it. And you simply say what is given in the book, you have learned in the books, you are quoting books. And that's all. How can pure and my mind agree? That is what it is. Those who have seen, you see, he can also give you enough sight, I would say now. We learn so much, you see. In the life of Christ, that he who were blind, and many of these you will find those instances of the blind men coming to him and he gave sight. Yes? What Master did in the East say, you see? We are all blind. Why? And they define it, a blind man is not the man who has got not the two eyes on his face. But the man with the inner eye is not open, he is truly a blind man, you see. And what is that inner eye of the single eye, you see? When thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light, you will see. Your inner eye will be open when it becomes single. So who do not see the light of God, they are all blind men. Whether landed or unlanded, that makes no difference. So he told him, well, look, yeah, really, an eyed man is you who sees him, you see, God is everywhere. And masters whose inner eye was open, you see, they saw that and they said, behold the Lord, they never said as a matter of interest something. They never came to conclusion as a matter of interest. They said, behold the Lord. And when any man did come up to them, because they did see, they had that inner eye open, they had the competency to open their inner eye, you see. How the two eyes become single, and then you see the light of God. And when you are shut out, you see, from the outside world, the kingdom of God is in you, you see. Shut the doors of the temple of the body and you see the light of heaven. By immersion, you say, by just coming above the body consciousness, only then your inner eyes will open, you will see by your own self the light of God. So, Kabir is telling him that, look, your learned man, your and my man can never agree. I see things and then give out. This is what Guru Nanak also said, that, look here, I see and then I praise.